All right. Next application is addressing the Mrs. Slayton's parcel. Mrs. Slayton's parcel is located on the conceptual design lot of number 3. As it stands, Mrs. Slayton, what we're doing for Mrs. Slayton, for Kathleen, is we're requesting a relief from the minimum road frontage of 150 feet. The new frontage, as you can see on the plan, will be the same as the other proposed lots of 106.89 feet. We are also requesting relief from the side setback requirement of 10 feet as the house encroaches on the western boundary of lot 2 by 4 feet plus or minus. The existing side setback of GR zone is 10 feet. This house would be 6.1 feet from the boundary. We are taking Mrs. Slayton's existing half acre, turning it into 3/4 acre. All this, again, was brought to Mr. Abbott's attention on our meeting October 15th of 2008. The same conditions and circumstances apply to the previous applicant.
You're suggesting the standards be addressed the same way?
Yes, sir. And to address why I didn't, if you guys were going to ask why I didn't move the boundary over 10 feet, I wanted to hold that front boundary corner so that we could have the equal 106.89 feet. And I also wanted to keep the 3/4 acre lot size. So I was not able to do a hinged adjustment on the western boundary line to meet that 10-foot setback. Okay. And that's why that's the way it is.
So this would be new lot number what?
Lot number 3.
Excuse me. Hey, are there any any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hodgson? Mr. Mills?
No.
And hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 2? Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'll make a motion. We take case number 10,390 under advisement.
Dean, I would second to that motion. We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we take case number 10,390 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Todd, both your cases, as you well may know, have been taken under advisement. There may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
All right.
Okay?
Yep, thank you, John.
Yes, sir.